latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Doctors at the Gregorio Marañón Hospital in Madrid have successfully used stem cells to treat victims of heart attacks for the first time in medical history. Doctors took stem cells that were harvested from a healthy donor and then implanted them into seven different patients who'd all suffered from a heart attack. They say they're happy with the results and plan to repeat the procedure with at least 55 other patients in an upcoming clinical trial. In an official statement from the hospital, they commented on the success they've seen so far, saying seven patients have already been operated on and they've progressed very well despite having suffered serious damage to their heart tissue previously. Recovery of the property sales sector will not normalise until 2017, according to a report released this week, partly due to the absorption of stock from the boom times. The report published by KPMG still shows Spain as an attractive country for investment property, where 7 out of 10 industry executives believe that opportunistic funding has given value to investors, where bargains still exist, although they are now starting to increase in price. Spanish airport authority Aena is in the last stages of being listed as a public company, with the first appearance on the stock exchange expected on Wednesday. The final draft of almost 4 million shares were published on Monday, of which a small percentage were reserved for staff, with the minimum price set at €58 per share, an increase on the first proposal of between €43 and €55. Cyclists in Valencia have compiled an interactive map which they hope will show some of the infrastructure deficiencies that they have to deal with on a daily basis, in the hope that at least some of the problems might one day be resolved. The highlighted issues range from everything from a bike lane that suddenly changes from one side of the road to another without the means to cross, an underpass which is protected by a barrier that's almost impossible to pass, and a cycle lane that suddenly stops in the face of a brick wall without warning or notice, as well as numerous locations where cars invade cycle lanes and bikes mix with pedestrians without warning. A school from the island of La Palma won the first LEGO League in the Canaries competition, beating Nazaret Los Volcanes from Lanzarote into second place, and are now set to compete in the Spanish national competition before one lucky team will join those across Europe to compete in the World Championship in March, along with almost 80 other countries. The first LEGO League introduces young people ages from 9 to 14 to the fun and excitement of science and technology. For more details on these stories, visit our website www.theleader.info.